Lincoln's first query to Dodge, the best route for a Pacific Railroad, was, next to slavery, the foremost question in his mind. He was one of the great railroad lawyers in the West. Born on February 12, 1809, to frontier parents, Lincoln had grown up poor. He educated himself and became a lawyer, a self-made man, in the words of his political hero, Senator Henry Clay of Kentucky. At age 23, he had entered politics as a candidate for the Illinois State Legislature over an issue that would remain with him for the rest of his life, railroads. There was a plan in the legislature to build a railroad from the Illinois River to Springfield. In a campaign speech, Lincoln declared that no other improvement can equal in utility the railroad. It was a never-failing source of communication that was not interrupted by freezing weather or high or low water. He admitted that there was a heart-stopping cost to building a railroad, however. Lincoln lost the election, running eighth in a field of 13 candidates. But his campaign speech was remarkable. Lincoln, with less than a year of formal education, was contemplating a railroad in Illinois and was right on the mark about the advantages and disadvantages it would bring, even though, like most Americans and all those living west of the Appalachian Mountains, he had never seen one. He had read about trains in the eastern newspapers, but his travels had been limited to horseback or buggy, raft or boat. He wanted those railroads, and he wanted the federal government to let the state use the sale of public lands to raise the money to promote railroads. Lincoln was ahead of, but still in touch with, his fellow citizens. By 1835, railroad fever had swept America. It was inevitable in a country that was so big, with so many immigrants coming in, creating a desperate need for transportation. By 1840, nearly 3,000 miles of track had been laid in the United States, already more than in all of Europe. By 1850, the lantern, cowcatcher, T-rail, brakes, skill of the engineers, and more improvements made a transcontinental railroad feasible. Pennsylvania, with enormous deposits of both coal and iron, had more rail manufacturers than all of England.